Every book longs to tell a story. From the moment they're bound, they wait for fingers to open them up. Some are adventurers and want many readers, while others have forgotten they once longed to tell their stories. The library Maury lived in was full of such books. Maury was only 5 years old. That is very young for a book. But he thought that 5 years are an awfully long time to just sit on a shelf. So one day, he pushed himself forward, just a few inches. The opening pages to the book No One Ever Read, Story and Pictures by Cornelia Funke. Imagine there was a book sitting on a shelf in your home that had never been read. It has sat on its shelf, quietly communing with its fellows, when one day our book, which happened to be named Maury, decided it wants to be read, it wants to be picked up by a reader, have its pages turned, have its story unfold. What would happen to that somewhat obstreperous creature? Well, in the book No One Ever Read, one plausible sequence of events happens before our eyes. Yes, the book No One Ever Read takes advantage of a sly writer's trick used most often in children's literature. For Miss Funke anthropomorphizes books in a delightful way in this case, as we see the books Maury shares his shelf with in all ages of their lives. The young, newly released book, our protagonist. Old and grizzled books, like the character Dumas. Books in the flush of beauty, like Jane. And books portrayed with the gamut of human emotions. The book's characters express that range so well in the stories the books would tell if someone would read them. I think librarians, booksellers, and parents who love books, and older siblings who love books too, are going to love the How to Care for Books theme that runs quietly through the book. It's not the theme of the story, but it's certainly there. And readers of all ages will enjoy expanding the stories that Maury encounters on the shelves of the home library in which he lives. Stories by authors the likes of Maurice Sendak, Jane Austen, and Friedrich Nietzsche. Teens and adults will have as much fun reliving the stories of their favorite authors that make cameo appearances in the book No One Ever Read, as younger readers will have seeing the panoply of books that await them as their reading skills progress. Let's note that our author is a prolific author of books for young readers. Grew up in Germany and started raising her family there. She has since moved to Los Angeles, so she now lives in the United States. Her books have been translated into languages around the world, evidently 30, according to the blurb on the back of the book, including, obviously and beautifully, into English. She is best known for her chapter book novels that playfully encounter dragons, magic mirrors, ghost hunters, a pirate, a princess, cats and mice, of course, these are kids' books, and a magic nose ring. Yes, a magic nose ring. As she tells us on her website, quote, "I love telling stories. I can travel to different countries and other worlds. I can meet creatures I would not have met in real life. I can experience things I have been dreaming of for a long time, like riding a dragon," end quote. Indeed, those thoughts lend me to my thought that children's librarians and elementary school teachers may have the best of all worlds when it comes to the world of books. They can read the adult fiction the rest of us do, but they also have social acceptance to read children's books regularly, daily if they want to. The fantasy, the magic, the wonder of discovery in real and in imagined worlds. As a fellow reviewer wrote when chatting on Funke's blog about her large oeuvre of books, quote, "Gordon from East Yorkshire says, when I am not climbing fells, I read books, mostly children's books. I've been reading them all my life. When I was a child, I read them mostly for myself, for love. In my middle years, I read them professionally, as a teacher, as a head teacher, and later as a school's English advisor. I read them for myself and children, mine and others. Many books, many children, and I still love them. The story, the magic, I hope I shared something of that love. Now I am an old man, and time has come around. I read largely for myself again, but I still remain that urge to share my love of reading where and when I can. I have long thought of the second half of the 20th century as being the golden age for children's fantasy fiction. But now I am in a quest to see if contemporary writers of children's fantasy are living up to the wondrous achievements of their predecessors. I've started Magic Fiction Since Potter for any who may wish to share my reading journey. I post only recommendations, not negative reviews. If I read a book which I feel is less than wonderful, which happens, then I simply don't write about it. I have no wish to hurt or discourage anyone. Rather, I want my blog to be a celebration of some of the truly great books authors are currently writing for our children and of the important, life-affirming experiences these offer. It is but a very small thank you for the wonderful gifts so many writers give. I have just discovered the Cornelia Funke website, and I am currently rereading the Reckless books, prompted by the recent UK republication by Pushkin Press. I will add a post about them to my blog as soon as I have finished, in the sincere hope that the reissue will reawaken interest in these stunning works. Well, let me say that with our summer reading program so successful this year at the West Lafayette Public Library, with over 1,000 children, teens, and adults setting reading goals and launching into them this summer, I hope we all take up the point that was just expressed. Shall we? Let's read on and read some Cornelia Funke. And I also brought a copy of one of the Inkworld series with me, because if you haven't read the Inkworld series, you might well want to check that one out too. It's a chapter book, unlike the picture book that I'm reviewing in particular today, but Carolyn Funke's writing translates so beautifully into longer chapter books, as well into books that are focused on the pictures. Let's let Cornelia have the final word in reviewing her book, as she writes at the very conclusion, "In honor of all the authors on whose books I have left fingerprints and read until their spines fell out, thank you, Maurice Sendak, Shel Silverstein, Arundhati Roy, Robert Louis Stevenson, Mark Twain, Sean Tan, Frank L. Baum, Victor Hugo, Jane Austen, Toni Morrison, Friedrich Nietzsche, Beatrix Potter, Alexandra Dumas, Astrid Lindgren, Shakespeare, Hugh Lofting, Friedrich Schiller, George Eliot, and many others who enchanted my life." The book No One Ever Read by best-selling author Cornelia Funke. It's a fantastic read, as are her other chapter books, all of them available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.